I'm Sterling Biaf at the Heart of the Arts on KBOC. This weekend, the Sonoran Desert Chorale will present the final concerts of its 25th anniversary season, concerts that will be all the more special because the man who founded the chorale a quarter of a century ago is stepping down, and the Mayor and City Council of Mesa have declared Saturday, May 4th, Sonoran Desert Chorale Day. I sat down recently with the chorale's founding director, Jeff Harris. Jeff, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Remind us the story. You came to Arizona to study at ASU with Doug McEwen.
I did. I came from Iowa.
Iowa, okay.
Where I had grown up. My community college director, who just passed away, I owe him so much in that he basically marketed a tenor at a national convention. I came out to ASU and auditioned for the faculty, and Dr. McEwen then offered me a full scholarship.
At some point, you decided to start your own chorale, and the Sonoran Desert Chorale was born. That was 1994?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And I grew up in Fort Dodge, Iowa, where we had a community choral society. We came here, and after, 13 years of teaching, decided that it would be fun to create that. And we sat down with 10 people in my living room, and we created this. We started with 48 singers, all auditioned. And they've had a wonderful experience with many of those folks throughout the years. I think we have 6 charter members still with us.
Really?
Yeah.
Looking back over 25 years now of performing with the choir, is there something that sticks out as a high point, or are there things?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
We had the opportunity in 2014 to be in Normandy for the 70th landing, the anniversary of the 70th landing. And we were in Bayeux, where the cathedral there, the day we sang in the cathedral, and the Queen of England happened to be there the same day, so we actually sang on her carpet, so to speak. It was hallowed ground, but oh my, that was to a full 1,200 in the cathedral. This cathedral was not damaged in World War II, and so it stands as it was constructed in 1500.
This final concert, I just got to notice that the mayor is, and the city council of Mesa has declared it. It's almost like they declared it Jeff Harris Day. But, May 4th, which is the first day of the concert, should be giving.
Yes, it's a Saturday night. And our performance site in Mesa has been First United Methodist Church.
The second concert, which is the next afternoon,
yes,
is in Scottsdale.
Yes.
And that's 3 in the afternoon at La Casa de Cristo Lutheran Church, another great acoustic for your group.
It is. Yeah. It is. This concert has some really wonderful pieces. This last concert is a song, it's called Sing On, but it's about love and life and relationships with people. We sing a piece called Tonight, Eternity Alone by Clausen, René Clausen, and then Sure on the Shining Night, and then Light of a Clear Blue Morning. And the last song, The Light of the Clear Blue Morning, is by Dolly Parton. You wouldn't think that we would be doing music by Dolly Parton, but it is unbelievable. It's wonderful. At one point, there are 6-7 different vocal lines going on.
Who made the arrangement?
Oh, it's by Craig Hella Johnson, who directs Conspirare.
Oh, okay.
And they're awesome.
Yeah,
they're from Texas. And they're just off the charts, but he is very creative.
The concert is called Sing On. I'm assuming that's an allusion to the idea that somebody's going to fill your shoes. The choir's not going to pack up its bags now, right?
Righto. And this year, the chorale board, they have been in the search process, and they have made the determination and have made the selection for next year. His name is Dr. Carrick Smolnick, who currently is the associate conductor and accompanist for the Orpheus Men's Chorus.
Jeff Harris, thanks so much, and thanks for everything.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
The first of the Sonoran Desert Chorale's Sing On concerts will be Saturday at First United Methodist Church in Mesa, and the second performance will be the next day, Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. in La Casa de Cristo Lutheran Church in Scottsdale. For more information, visit sonorandesertchorale.org. At the Heart of the Arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.